from exchanges between me and a recent student of subtle energies and intuitive skills. Relationships, what does a relationship look like when you're in this state of mind? How does it change intimacy and care? How does it change how you relate to family and friends? What about spirit connections and other relationships? And bad chords versus good chords? And what to do when you're in a different place than someone else? So, while I am a forever explorer in the mastering the art of relationship, I find that as I actively practice being present in the moment and holding space for the people in my life, no matter the nature of the relationship, I see that transformations happen before my eyes. What changes is that the people I give my attention to in this way tend to ease and then blossom in goodness. Emotions work their way, and pass through. And intensity wanes. When I take my expectations, any conditions I may want to insist upon, and personally driven desires away from relating, I see intimacy going deeper, and my ability to care through acts of service comes quite easily. When I add expectations, conditions and desires, relationships can get messy fast as we are faced with weeds to whack through. This is fine, life is messy, we have emotions, and unmet needs, and we aren't always 100% mindful. However, attempting to be mindfully honest in communications is always great practice, and gets easier with practice in action, regardless of the emotional landmines that may blow up. I find that grounding, present time awareness, full attention, and holding sacred space dissolves our gunk and open us up for deeper connection. Now, where this can go south is when someone who has not had the experience of being held space for can become attached in a way that can be unhealthy and then want, need and demand more, more, more. So, I've learned to be aware of the responsibility I have when exercising energetic and spiritual tools. I've learned to take the time to check in on myself and make sure my willingness to interact in this way is high and from a place of integrity. If I find myself leaning towards self-serving, I refrain. On chords. There are no good or bad chords. There are only conduits between souls that transmit information. Chords must be agreed to, and there is always some need being met when we allow them to persist. Take a look at your reactions and responses to situations and information coming in. The more extreme and emotionally activating the chord info or any communications are, the deeper the self-discovery you have the opportunity to explore. Disruption is a light shining on opportunity for deeper self-awareness and realization. When I am in a different place than someone I am involved with, I share where I am at, from a place of current self-knowing, while holding space, and then I hold on tight for the potentially emotional consequences. This holding on tight comes from my self-awareness of being a pleaser and my discomfort with high emotion triggered by my behavior. The light of self-discovery is bright, for me, here, smiley face. What the other person goes through is theirs, though. And if I make it mine, I know my third chakra is out of whack, and I do what it takes clear it. Then, I listen, seek to understand, pause and self-reflect, monitor my reactions, express and speak to my own emotional state, and effort and calm to work with what is lit up, and hopefully come to some shared understanding and peace. So, as a result of my practicing, my personal presence has become stronger, and my relationships have mellowed out. I'm no longer a drama queen, and I am having a lot more fun, with far less angst. What a beautiful journey. Michael.